My first full-length collection of poetry came out in the fall, and I'm going to read you the quote from the beginning of it, and then I'll explain why. This is a quote from The Legend of Don Juan, but the actual wording I've chosen is from the movie Don Juan DeMarco that starred Johnny Depp and Marlon Brando. And here's the quote. "There are only four questions of value in life, Don Octavio. What is sacred? Of what is spirit made? What is worth living for? And what is worth dying for? The answer to each is the same, only love." So this is turning out to be a great vehicle for poetry readings because I can pick one poem from each section. What is sacred, of what is spirit made, what is worth living for, and what is worth dying for. The ones I chose for tonight are family poems of four different members of my family. And the first one from section one is called What We Keep. Oh, before I start, I wanted to say I chose poems that have all been workshopped at the Squirrel Hill Poetry Workshop. Because it's kind of nice when we get together because they've heard these poems as they started and now they're hearing them maybe in a different form. So this is What We Keep. In my grandmother's kitchen, I created art. Well, paint-by-numbers pictures. Once a horse, once an Indian chief. Nana talked nonstop as she lumbered from fridge to stove to counter, an apron around her size 24 house dress. I didn't listen very well, my painting consuming me, my legs dangling from the chipped blue chair, my arms stretching across the white table to reach my paints. I don't remember what Nana was cooking, probably a pot roast, or what she told me, probably a story about her trip to where Anne of Green Gables lived, how we would go there together someday. But I still see those mornings, the tiny maple table lamp lighting my painting, the sun through the window making my grandmother shine. From the next section, this is a poem that is dedicated to my brother John, and it's a retelling of the Hansel and Gretel fairy tale. And it's titled Gretel Hansel. Poor sister and brother, poor children of a woodcutter and a wicked second wife who ditch children in the forest. Poor children who stumble on the sweetest little house where, you know the story, they gorge on sections of roof until the old lady invites them in, makes them pancakes for dinner, pours hot chocolate. Little do these poor children know she wants red meat, plans to eat Hansel once she fattens him up. Little does the old witch know, Gretel is planning to bake the ancient biddy in the oven instead of the daily bread. Once the witch's toast, Hansel and Gretel fill their pockets with sweets and pearls and precious stones, wander home to a long-dead stepmother, a deadbeat dad. In this poor tale, the Grimms abandon happily ever after. They know adults aren't all that dependable. No, Gretel will still be muttering all through her 20s, into her 30s, how only your other half can save you from witches and forests, how only your brother will leave you that trail of pebbles shining like stars. In the section, What is Worth Living For?, I chose a poem about my new son-in-law, Mickey. It'll all be clear as this goes on. The poem is called For the Insomniacs. Insomniacs fit into small spaces, dark corners, always aware of their bodies, as if they sense sleep might force them to wake as someone other than themselves. I love the way they grow, oh, not comfortable, but familiar with night, its windy fears, its quiet creaks, its dangerous clock curves. My insomniac son-in-law married a girl who can fall asleep standing up, in the middle of conversation, in mid-sentence even. She tells me, "Mom, he doesn't sleep well. He roams around." Of course he does. How could he not when at 4 his mother left, when he could never stop, not even with 3 jobs, when he worked for 8 years to be the first from his family to finish college, and now the PhD. His life has no space for lazy days sleeping in. How could he not, when now he must protect, provide for his sleeping beauty, ever vigilant for the moment it is time to kiss her awake? Stay on guard. Be alert, my son. Weave your kingdom so tightly together it can never unravel. And finally, this is the last poem in the book, and this one was written for my husband, Jack, who is over there behind me. And this poem is called "Still So Much We Don't Know About Love." There were years I thought our story had as much to do with timing as with love. Years I thought we'd never muddle through. Then, of course, there are the years now entirely lost, unless I'm drifting through scrapbooks. But lately, I've been thinking about you, how your hand holds the coffee mug, how the edges of your eyes crinkle when you drive, how we still lie in bed at night, wrapped around each other like Smoky Mountain quilts. Marvel over the boy and girl who put together the high school yearbook. Laugh, remembering the Easter you scared the children with that pink insulation bunny. Wonder how we'll do when these aging limbs stop working, when the terrifying disease hits. I don't know. Perhaps the children were the reason we stayed through the endless summer days. But now, you are the reason I will still be there when winter ices in, and you are the map to those few things I do know about love. Um.